You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
So, hey, we've been making this podcast for over 2.5 years.
What?
Yep, thanks to listeners like you. And from the gate, people have asked us for merchandise or additional content or even some hang time with me and Scott.
That's weird.
It is. But we think we have a solution for you.
Yep, we are excited to announce that we have a new Patreon page.
Yeah, and you know how people are patrons of the arts? Well, in this case, we're the arts.
Hmm. And by becoming a Patreon, you'll get bonus content, access to outtakes that the general public will never see, extremely cool merch, and depending on what tier you get on, a monthly hang time with Laura and I.
Yep, and it all starts at just $5 a month.
That's nothing.
Right? Not per day, not per week. It's only $5 per month.
And you're guaranteed merchandise.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So click the link in the show notes to read about the different tiers and see what great stuff you can get. Become a podcast patron. Join our Patreon today at www.patreon.com/theonlyoneintheroom.
Our team needs a little rest and vitamin D after this crazy 2021 year. We've been working really hard and we need a little break. But don't worry, we'll be back on January 4th with new episodes in season 12. In the meantime, we're going to be bringing you some of your favorite episodes from the year 2021.
Yes, we are. And yeah, these are your favorites, which is so great. We love to be able to do this. One of your favorites was Robert Cabrera, who was the only one who survived a genocide and landed on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list.
Craziest journey,
right?
Huh?
What a feat. We have Jessica Frew, who's the only one who was still in love with her gay ex-husband.
I love that story.
Yeah, that's one of our favorites, too. Wally Green, the only one who saved his life with ping pong, which is an unbelievable story.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Foster, the only one who improved his vision by losing his eyesight. I particularly like the Scott talks on this one.
Powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nick North, the only trans dad of 5. So much joy. You have to listen to Nick.
I've never heard this story before.
No.
Mm-mm.
And then we're going to do, Scott and I, because you've asked for it, a holiday special where we talk about the year and wrap it up and probably talk some more about our own respective stories and our story together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna end it with Mikel Vega, who was one of our most powerful episodes of 2021.
Thank you guys so much for a great year, and I hope you enjoy this month.
Yes, and happy holidays to all of you, whatever you celebrate. If you're not celebrating anything, just, you know, join us and enjoy the ride, and we'll be back on January 4th with our 12th season.
Enjoy the show. I am just so excited we got a chance to sit down with you.
Isn't it the best story?
It's a great story, and I'm pretty sure there's, like you said, Wally, there's so much more to it that you could expand on. We could probably get a follow-up.
Yeah.
On the road, so.
Yeah. Always, when it comes to telling my story, like, yeah. I mean, that the whole point of me being on Clubhouse is to inspire people. And so there's so many facets of my story that are very inspiring. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's stuff that you haven't even touched on yet. And the way I do it, I usually just tell people what they ask. So if they don't ask it, I kind of don't tell it. But like in Clubhouse, there are certain rooms. Like for example, I was in a room yesterday. It was more of like a what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And it was a really mental health room. Mm. And I spoke about when I tried to kill my stepfather and my mom.
Oh,
mm.
So that was that story.
So I got sent away for 2 years to Africa, right? And the reason I got sent away because I got caught with a loaded weapon in school, and they wanted to give me a lengthy time, and my mom convinced them that I would go to boarding school. So when I went there, I came back at 16. I was pretty strong because I spent a lot of time fighting the Africans, because the Africans were like, you're from America, you're soft and you eat butter. So So,
butter makes you soft.
So, okay. So I dealt with a different kind of racism, you know, like not being the real black. You're not the real black because you're American. And so I did a lot of fighting there. I joined some crazy thing called Man of War, which is like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's the closest thing to being in a crazy army without being in an army. So, so it's like Boy Scouts times 500. So I was really strong when I came back, and my stepfather went to grab my mom, and I just turned around and I looked, and my stepfather says, "What are you looking at?" And what happened is all the emotions from all the years as a kid just came out. And I went across the street, went and got a gun and was going to kill him. And then my mom called the police, and my mom said, "You guys have to hurry. My son's trying to kill my husband." And I almost shot both of them. There was always, I don't know, I think all my life I always had some angel or something on the side of me, which was always guiding me and saying, "Yo, if you do this, everything your stepfather said about you will come true today. You will be in jail for life. You know, everything is going to end." And so I just left the house and never went back.
Mm. We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Man, the thing I heard in the interview that I loved the most was this sort of conflict between this really good person and this life that you had been faced to survive. And it was just really, like Laura said, you were just super nice and like fun to listen to, and it feels really kind, all of your choices that you've made. You've traveled, you know, to go from Brooklyn to the streets of Brooklyn to like all these bags of guns and stories to traveling around the world. I have to ask you, first of all, who are the best ping pong players in the world?
China by far.
Is there somebody there that you want to beat?
Wait, you mean as a ping pong player?
Yeah. Is there somebody there?
Because you know what happened? Like through the years, of playing, I realized there was nobody like me in the world that plays the sport.
Right.
But I was my own superstar. So even though everyone was better than me, everyone respected me because I brought a different thing to this sport in this world.
Right. I changed the idea of the sport. You changed the feel and the way people watch it.
And I brought the hardness, you know, to like, yeah, baby, that's it. You know, the kind of talk that you would do on the football field, on the basketball field, that this ghetto hardness, I brought that. And then I realized, wait a minute. Hey, people are always saying what's up to me. You know, the Chinese national team, if they see me, you know, they go, hey, Wally, you know, everyone says what's up to me. And I was wait a minute. I don't have to be the best. I just want to be the most popular.
Ah. Right on. You know, I was listening to your story, too, and that guy who gave you $20 every time you played him. Is he still in your life? Do you still know that guy?
No, actually. So I lost contact with him a long time ago. I think at the time Israel had a war, something like that, and I lost contact with him. And then we tried to find him for the documentary that we made because a great story, a turnaround, so he could see all the things I've accomplished because of him.
And well, we he changed your life. Like ping pong was the vessel and he was the person.
Exactly.
Hey, dude, hang out here. And I was listening. I was thinking, you know, like that idea of just giving you $20 and like seeing the gun and never mentioning it and bringing you into his house. The whole backstory about you not having a good relationship with another man in your life. And then all of a sudden this guy steps in. He began changing the way you viewed your relationship with other men, huh?
Yep. And the craziest thing about somebody mentioned this actually in Clubhouse, which was kind of like interesting. I was in a room and they were talking about spirituality and all kinds of stuff like that. I told my story and then someone said that maybe he wasn't meant to be found.
Mm.
Yeah. And that was, I started thinking about it because how can someone just disappear like that? Like, and we can't find this dude. Listen, when we did this documentary, we found the school. We found the teacher. We found the coach. We could not find the guy. No, we did everything. We checked. Nothing. And then someone told me that maybe he wasn't meant to be found.
It's like a truest act of humility to just do something kind and walk away.
Not
receive anything for it. Like not receive any adoration or credit or even just to be a part of your story would be something he would receive. But you get to tell this story about the human spirit in a way that we all get to imagine who this guy was and what his objective was. And I can't imagine a better person to pick. You're amazing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable giving us his name?
Well, that's the other thing. I can't remember his full name.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, wow.
You were in the midst of it, huh?
So that's what makes it even crazier. Yeah. I remember his first name, but I can't remember the last name.
Right. So that makes it really hard
hard to find him.
Was he Israeli?
Israeli, yeah. But we tried to track him through the school in Germany. Like, it's crazy. The director that I worked on that film with is super amazing, man. That guy's very diligent. And when he told me, he goes, yo, I found the school. Because I didn't even remember the name of the school. I just remember that it was a sports school and it was in Hanover. And he did some homework and he found the school. And for some reason, I remembered the coach's name because it's such a weird name. Her name was Sabina Butcher. But that's just a weird name that you
can't forget. Right? That's a tough one to recall.
Yeah, like I can never forget that name ever because it's just so strange. And so he found her. And then she remembers the guy, but they don't keep the records that long.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So, and then, you know, you mentioned also the documentary about the ping pong tables.
Yes.
And I think that's really beautiful. Are you also mentoring other people? Do you have somebody you've reached back for to an opportunity?
So what I've been doing, and which I did just actually this last couple of days ago, I was in Tampa. I was in Tampa, actually. I got invited out there to do a podcast in Tampa. As part of me going to Tampa, it just blew up like crazy. So people heard that I was in Tampa. So I had to go to like the Boys and Girls Club to do a talk. Uh-huh. I went to a school and did a talk. And so when we made that film, before it got picked up by National Geographic, you know, you go through the whole film festival season. And so through the film festival seasons, I was going to schools and talking about gun violence and stuff like that. So
You're in there. I love the idea that you're planting seeds. I had a friend who, that was his thing. I said, you're an amazing person. He goes, no, I just go around and plant seeds. It's up to everybody else to take.
Do
the growing with it. And I love that idea.
Sorry, I interrupted your flow.
Yeah, no, that's all right, man.
Wally, when are you out in LA next?
Hopefully very soon, because I play another sport pro, which is paddle tennis. Oh. I don't know if I told you.
I was seeing that on your Instagram.
I don't know about that.
Is it like pickle?
It's nothing like pickleball.
Okay, sorry. My bad.
But paddle tennis, the court. Wait, you guys live in LA, right?
Yeah.
Have you been to Venice Beach?
Yeah.
Do you see the tennis courts here? Have you seen the tennis courts? Those are not tennis courts. Those are paddle tennis courts.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
They're smaller.
Yeah, smaller courts. Same tennis ball. We take the air out a little bit. It's faster than tennis because the court's smaller and the distance between a ball being hit at you at 100 miles an hour can be literally 4 or 3 feet apart.
Damn.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't be good at that.
Taking it up a notch. Huh?
Yeah.
So it's super fast. It's super, you need super fast reflexes. And so I play a lot of paddle tennis.
Okay. Well, when you're out here.
I'll be up here soon because I need to.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, we'll come find you, man. We'd love to.
We'll look for the blonde hair with all the designs.
Yeah, definitely. I'm due for a serious practice because, you know, we practice here.
Yeah.
But the level here is nothing like the level there.
Oh, wow.
Because that's the Mecca. Venice Beach is the Mecca of the sport.
It's like volleyball, huh?
Yeah, it's the Mecca of the sport. Mm. So before the pandemic, I was going to LA like every 2 weeks. Just to practice.
All right.
Yeah.
So Wally, I got one more question I can't let go without asking. So during your story, you talked a lot about before you started playing ping pong, how kind of revulsed you were by the sport, how put off you were.
Yeah.
And then it turned out to be this thing that became track of your whole life. Like what lesson did you learn from that particular experience that you could maybe pass on?
The biggest lesson that I learned, and I always say this to everyone, that, you know, there's so many ways to reach your goal. Like there's so many different ways, you know, and I think a lot of people get caught up with just this one focus of this only one way to reach my goal. And then when it doesn't happen, you know, things fall apart. And I think that people need to be open to every possibility to reach your goal. You know, there's so many ways and you should take all the ways possible. And hopefully one of those ways will get you to where you want to be.
That's great advice.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Wally.
Thank you, Wally. We wish you the best and we'll keep our eyes on you, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.